This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
Unprecedented torrential rainfall plunged parts of the United Arab Emirates underwater last week, bringing life to a standstill in Dubai and elsewhere. The flooding that resulted from the UAE's largest deluge on record was so intense that satellites were still able to see it from space days after the clouds cleared and the last drops of rain fell. A fire hose of heavy rain gushed over a large portion of the UAE from late Tuesday, April 16th through Wednesday, April 17th. Dubai, the country's most populous city, recorded a year's worth of rain in just 12 hours, as areas farther east recorded nearly 2 years' worth of rain in under 24 hours. There has been no confirmation that the heavy rains were instigated by cloud seeding. AccuWeather expects the upcoming hurricane season to be the worst on record. Some areas of Florida have become unaffordable for middle-class residents. Home insurance levels in areas prone to this violent climate change have soared. Florida's annual home insurance rate at nearly $11,000 tops all states. The rate is expected to increase by 7%. Louisiana is second at $6,354. Climate Crisis 24/7 believes the problem will worsen with no end in sight. The Environmental Protection Agency has finalized rules for the amount of certain forever chemicals allowed in drinking water. This is the first time the U.S. has placed legally enforceable federal limits on PFAs, as they're known, chemicals so ubiquitous that they likely already have made their way into most Americans' bloodstreams. There are thousands of different kinds of PFAs used to make products resistant to water, stains, and heat. Before potential health risks came to light, these chemicals became staple ingredients in everything from nonstick pans to dental floss and menstrual products. The chemicals' hallmark hardiness also means that they accumulate and persist in the environment for a long time, making their way into water supplies. Under the EPA's new rules, public water systems will be required to test drinking water and make sure levels of the five kinds of regulated PFAs stay below mandated thresholds. The publication Green Biz reports that according to the 2024 Corporate Climate Responsibility Monitor, the emissions reductions planned by 51 of the world's largest companies are ambitious, but still fall short of the cuts needed to make the goals of the Paris Agreement. The executive director of Carbon Market Watch said in a statement that aspiring to be net zero by 2050 is of little use if we trigger runaway climate change over the next few years. Corporations urgently need to halve their emissions before 2030. The dozens of corporations analyzed by the monitor are neither individually nor collectively on track for emissions reductions that are compatible with a net zero scenario. The U.S. Department of Energy has just released the first ever roadmap to speed up the connection of more clean energy to the grid. The goal is to finally clear the huge backlog of solar, wind, and battery projects waiting to be built. According to a report recently released by the DOE, nearly 2,600 gigawatts of clean energy generation and battery storage capacity are actively seeking grid interconnection. The roadmap also sets aggressive targets for interconnection improvement by 2030. Ultimately, the roadmap is designed to ensure the Biden administration's goal of 100% clean electricity by 2035. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service reported this month that the peak wildfire season is heating up in the Garden State, with one blaze burning about 30 acres in the Delaware Water Gap area. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection announced in a briefing that peak wildfire season had begun and would persist through mid-May. The New Jersey Environmental Protection Commissioner said in a statement that residents and visitors to New Jersey should not become complacent of wildfire risk just because the state received substantial rainfall in March and early April.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.